Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, everybody. It's Angel and Joe.
And welcome to Mailbag Monday, where we take time and answer questions you've sent in. And we always have a ton of questions. We got some really good ones. Before we do, get a little commercial. Angel, we have a publishing company we've had for a number of years. One of our great books we wrote called 8 Things No Kids Should Leave Home Without. I did this for university one time. They had me to teach. Say, Joe, can you teach 4 or 5 subjects? I said, sure. Well, I came up with 8. They invited me back next year, and I was the keynote speaker teaching this. So it's real good. 8 Things No Kids Should Leave Home Without. It's really, really loaded. It's got a lot of scripture in it. You'll really like it.
Okay, Joe, someone asked recently if it is normal for husbands and wives to not talk as much after years of marriage. I think the person was asking if it was normal to be talking as much as when they were dating or first marriage. After 20 plus years of marriage, it seems normal that there simply wouldn't be as much to talk about, being so familiar with the person. Most of my jokes are old, and the only things new to discuss are what happened in our day, which is usually pretty uneventful.
Well, there's kind of the revelation. You need to start talking about the future, not just about the past. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? What are we dreaming about? What is our plans? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? What would you like to be doing 5 years from now? Where would you like to be living 5 years from now? Where would you like to be working 5 years from now? Got to keep the dream alive. Otherwise, you will settle in, you know, get stuck on the side of the road at a roadside park when this is around the corner. Most people get stuck. You don't want to get stuck. So you got to talk about your future every now and then. I used to tell couples, y'all take once a week, get a cup of coffee, a cup of hot tea, and sit down just for 30 minutes, set the clock. Okay, let's talk about some stuff. How's our financial life? How do you like the house we're living in? Do you like your job? Are the kids doing okay? How's our sex life? How's our financial life? And just short questions, short answers. And, you know, and then you'll find out. Well, I didn't know you thought that. Well, that's because you never asked. Most couples go through that for years. Well, they never ask. Well, start asking once a week. Take 30 minutes. Just ask some questions. And don't get shocked when you get an answer. Just say, okay, I'll write that down. I'll give that some thought. I'll try to change. I'll try to do that better. So
most people are buried in their 80s, but they die when they're 20.
That's true.
In a sense, they get stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
And it's very easy in a relationship to also get stuck in a rut. I remember I told my staff one time, this week, I want you to drive to work every day a different way.
Ooh, so good.
I want you to realize the rut you've gotten in some areas in your life. There's nothing that I ever did probably that more impacted them than that.
That's great.
And they all realize, oh my gosh, I have gotten in the same rut every day. So you have to change. Once you've gotten in a rut in any part of your life,
yeah,
you have to make an effort to change that pattern.
Yeah.
I mean, sit down. Put a puzzle together. Play a game.
And the first thing you can hear right there, you can hear people, I don't like puzzles. I don't like games. Do something you don't like one time. Just do something you don't like. I mean, you realize, hey, this is kind of fun. Hey, this one's kind of different because you've never done it. You don't like doing it, and you just get stuck because you boxed your own self in. Stay alive. Try something new every now and then.
Years ago, I saw this television program, and it talked about how to – talk to your son as opposed to your daughter. You know, my daughter, I'd pick her up from school and she'd be, bloop, bloop, I hear everything about that went on for the day. So I tried it. So they said, ask your son very pointed questions. So I said, every day I'd say, what was the funniest thing that happened today? He'd say, nothing funny. So I'd say, what was the weirdest thing? And he'd say, nothing weird. This went on for like 4 or 5 days. I'd say, I would try to think of different questions to ask him. It's about the 5th day. He runs, and he's in the 3rd grade, runs and jumps in the car, and he goes, I can tell you the grossest thing that happened today. And I said, what? He goes, Tim threw up all over the place. And I go, that is pretty gross.
Well, it's a start. It's a start.
But it is funny that with my son, I can ask him. Now, he's learned over the years because he was raised with my daughter and I, 2 women. So I used to say, he'd go on a date or something. We'd be like, what was it like? Where'd you go? Da, 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 da. And over time, he'd say, you know what? I tried to think of stuff that you guys would want to hear. So I've thought about it. And here's the highlights that you guys would all like to hear. And it was like, yeah, that was good. So, yeah, it's true. So.
Yeah. He's a great husband. He's learned.
He is a great husband. Yes, he is. So you're welcome to my daughter-in-law, Valerie. Joe and Angel, I am sure you're aware of all the issues going on with public schools now. Our school is pushing a lot of political racial ideas, equality in grading, and not dealing with violence happening during school hours. What options do I have as a parent to deal with this, seeing that the school is not responding to the parents' concerns? That's extremely concerning, because it's like the school system is thinking that they know better how to raise your children than you do, but what they're really trying to do is indoctrinate them.
Yes.
So sometimes extreme measures are taken. You may have to start believing God for a Christian school, and you may have to homeschool. I mean, there's online programs, especially as they get older, that they can teach them, kind of pace themselves, you know, along. But
well, we got spoiled. Yeah, public schools spoil you. I've been in public school my whole life until I got hired to be the administrator of a Christian school. I've never been in Christian school. Now I'm the head of one. And I realized public school is just, it was normal. You know, I remember my first grade class, Miss Morgan, we had 31 kids in class. All the boys had bird haircuts. All the girls wore dresses. It was in 1956, my first year in school. And the, you just, you know.
No, but I don't even know what a burr haircut is.
Right down to the scalp. You can't comb it. There's nothing to comb. You don't have to wear it, get it messed up. There's nothing to mess up.
Like this?
Kind of like you're looking at right now. It's a low maintenance haircut. But it changed over the years. Around the fifth or sixth grade, they made laws so we can no longer pray in our school. Sixth grade, we can no longer do the Pledge of Allegiance in our school. We can no longer pray at football games or basketball games. They began to change the rules. And you realize, what's going on? Well, we're in school. We really don't pay attention. And our school kept doing it, you know. And I realized later on they'd been challenged to me. Well, you can't do that. We're doing it. It's our school. We're going to pledge allegiance. We're going to pray before every football game. And so it changed, and now it's illegal. The devil's always trying to close the church down. There's a war going on, you know, good versus bad. It's been here since day one with Adam and Eve when they got fired from their job, evicted from the house. The kids start killing one another. It started with the first family. Hell hates the home. And well, God's going to use the home to bring revival, you know, turn the hearts of the fathers, children to the fathers. So you're faced with, there's not many options left. And so like Angel said, you're going to have to start looking, well, is private school an option? Well, there's not a cheap private school on the planet. They're all expensive, getting more expensive every
day.
But
if you want to do it, I was a single mother and I put two kids through it.
It can be done. It can be done. I had a buddy of mine who had six
boys. It was full of a lot of sacrifices.
He worked three jobs, his regular job, two side jobs. On the weekend, he worked in a local grocery store and stocked shelves from midnight to 6 in the morning. It can be done. It's not easy, but it can be done. So start researching. Ask some questions. Somebody in your community, somebody in your neighborhood is doing it. Somebody's making it work. And so you may not do exactly what they're doing, but you can find a different way of doing it. Don't just sit there and get beat silly and have your kids exposed to all the stupidity that's going on. There are other options. Now, you're not going to flip a switch. It's not going to change in 24 hours. But you can start the process. You can start the process.
Joe, sometimes I feel alone in my marriage, but don't know how to combat that. We work separately and sometimes feel like we have separate lives.
You do.
How do we bridge the gap?
Well, it's called communication. We do one seminar, our marriage seminar. It's based on the top 10 reasons for divorce. Except if you Google the top 10 reasons for divorce, there's hundreds of sites, but four are the same. The top 10, that 10 is different than this 10, this 10, but the top four and all the 10 are the same. Number one, lack of communication will lead to divorce. It's going to lead, if you're not talking about your problems, it's going to get bigger and it's going to get nasty. One day you said, that's it, I'm out of here. Those men, they'll just run. I'll just start all over. But they don't know how to fix it. That's why some people are in a third and fourth and fifth marriage. Why? You don't know how to build a marriage. You keep trying to find the perfect one. Perfect one doesn't exist. There are no perfect marriages because there's no perfect people. So you got to work on the one that you've got. So how does it start? Well, it starts with talking to one another and listening. One mouth, two ears. You got to listen more than you talk. So you got to learn how to ask questions.
And just take 10 minutes. Don't say, hey, well, let's go away for the weekend or something. Just take a few minutes.
10 minutes a day will save your marriage.
Yep.
10 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day. You can do it at the dinner table, just 5 minutes. Hey, how was your day? You got to share at least two things. How was your day? You got to share at least two things. And you don't want to. I don't want to play the stupid game. This one of them stupid marriage. Well, it'll save your marriage. How stupid is that? Better than being divorced? Because I've talked to many a divorced person. What happened? We didn't do anything to save our marriage. We just let it slide over the edge of the cliff. Then I'm single and I'm trying to get remarried and realize, well, there's only unremarried people who remarried people. And now that's a mess. It's like, there are no perfect people. There's no perfect marriage. So start with the one you've got. Fix the one you've got. So you got to start by talking, communicating. So,
and you have to purpose in your heart that divorce is just simply not an option.
Not an option.
We don't ever even use that word.
We've never used that word.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. We love you very much. Send in your questions and comments, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.